There's no pleasant way of describing my situation. I was in deep trouble, and with night coming on, it was getting deeper and deeper. Let's face it, the ranch was a dangerous place even in broad daylight. But at night, when the forces of darkness came out, it was no place for the faint-hearted. When the sun slipped over the horizon, I felt the dampness rising from the ground and a shiver of dread passed through my battered carcass. Up the creek a ways, I heard the mournful hoot of an owl and overhead the swish of a bull bat's wings. And little footsteps out there in the dark. Mice, pack rats, lizards, frogs, snakes. A guy didn't know what kind of creature might be creeping around out there. Only I'll have to admit that snakes don't have feet, so they don't make footsteps. But that's pretty creepy in itself. An animal that slithers and doesn't have the common decency to make a sound. Me and snakes never did get along. Just don't like them at all. The way they sneak and slither and slide and glide through the grass. And if I don't quit talking about snakes, I'm going to get myself worked into a scare. No more about snakes. There were no snakes out there slithering through the grass, so that was one less thing I had to worry about, although I kept hearing this slithering sound out there in the grass. Sounded a lot like snakes, but I knew in my heart that it was big worms. I ain't scared of worms, even big ones. I was feeling mighty small and helpless, curled up there in a ball with one ear perked up to monitor the sounds of the night, when all at once I heard a different kind of noise. Heavy footsteps, the crackle of brush, the rumble of voices, and then singing? Impossible. Nobody but a bunch of drunken coyotes would be singing at that hour of the night. I held my breath and listened.
Me just a worthless coyote, me howling at the moon. Me like to sing and holler, me crazy as a loon. Me not want job or duties, no church or Sunday school. Me just a worthless coyote, and me ain't nobody's fool.
Well, I certainly recognized that song, and I had a suspicion that I knew the guys who were singing it. Rip and Snort, the two coyote brothers. I'd had some good times with those boys back during my outlaw days, but I'd last seen them on the field of battle when I had single-handedly turned back an invasion of the entire coyote nation and saved the chicken house from a massacre.